The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, our next story was brought to our attention by the Limerick freelance journalist Alan Jakes about how the Polish heavy rock outfit Behemoth are playing in King John's Castle on Monday the 17th of June, but there has been an objection from the former mayor of Limerick, the Fianna Fáil councillor Kevin Sheehan, because apparently Behemoth are self-confessed Satanists. Kevin Sheehan, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the programme. Now, tell us about your objection, please.
Well, to me, the objection is well-founded and is quite justified. Satanism is anything... it's associated with evil, and I'm a Christian. I wouldn't be blowing my trumpet too loud about that. I'm an average Christian, if there's such a thing. But I am against totally anything to do with Satanism and with evil thoughts, music, or practices.
So you would? How would you prevent this band from playing in Limerick?
Well, you know, we have laws in this country. The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, recently, about a month ago, decided to exercise a 1999 Act, which allowed him to prevent a pastor from America, a guy called Stephen Anderson, and he had anti-Semitic and anti-gay views. And he was prevented, because of those views, from coming to Ireland. So I was calling on the minister to give serious consideration to using the same laws that are our laws, to use the same laws to prevent these satanic people from coming to Limerick next Monday.
Okay.
I have no problem with concerts. I have no problem with music. I've gone to several concerts myself in my time. Many of them, the last one I went to actually was one that you probably were there yourself, Ennio Morricone, his last tour, world tour. He played in Dublin, and I went to and thoroughly enjoyed the experience. I have gone to many concerts in my time. Michael Jackson, Neil Diamond, James Last. I have no problem with music. Music can be the soul of our lives, but not satanic practices or thoughts or promotions. I have no facility in my life for any of that.
This group came to prominence in Poland in 2007 after the frontman Adam Nergaldarski tore up a Bible on stage. Now, following the incident, the European Commission actually issued a ruling in 2012 that said the singer was entitled to offend people. So he's had the backing, Kevin, from the European Commission.
I have read that. I agree. You're accurate in what you're saying. But I'm equally as accurate when I say that people who come to our country and intend, I hope they don't do it, but who have a track record of tearing up Bibles on public platforms for the entertainment of people, to me, it's disgusting and it's disgraceful, and it's not my type of entertainment. We do not want it here in this country. And there has been very little talk about this event outside of the advertising of the event in Limerick. People are not fully aware of what these groups are capable of presenting on stage. It's not acceptable. I totally reject it, and I appeal to people to think again.
Okay, we have John Cadell with us, who does our weekly music discussion every Tuesday night here on The Last Word on Today FM. And if these guys tore up a Koran on stage, that would be absolute murder, wouldn't it? People would say that would be absolutely offensive. So why allow them to do something on stage that's offensive to Christians?
Well, hi, Matt, incidentally. I'm not saying that them tearing a Bible up on the stage is the right thing to do. But as obviously... Kevin feels strongly about their presence in the country. I wouldn't have a view either way on tearing up Bibles or tearing up pictures of the Pope on Saturday Night Live.
Like Sinead O'Connor famously did.
You know, it's all about the freedom to express yourself. I wouldn't be the biggest fan of Behemoth or indeed their support band Amon Amarth, but I would worry, Matt, that Kevin may find the whole event now suffering from the Streisand effect, which, as you know, I wasn't aware this gig was on, but because Kevin has come out with his concerns, now I'm aware it's on. And it's probably bringing more attention to the gig than what it would otherwise have been afforded. So it tends to, I'm not going to use the term backfire, Kevin, because you say that you have no opposition to concerts as such. I think obviously your concerns are coming from your own personal values, but there are also, you know, not everybody would agree. There are obviously fans of the band in the country, otherwise promoters wouldn't go to the expense of bringing them over. So surely it's up to the general public to decide whether or not they attend any particular concert. If it's music that they're into, they have the right, surely.
Okay, Councillor Kevin Sheehan, what do you say to John Cadell?
I'm not interested in denying anybody their rights, but I also have a right to speak out as a member of the Irish and Limerick, in this case, Limerick community, to speak out and alert people and ask them to think again. I'm not banning anybody, but I am asking the minister to exercise his powers, which he did so diligently about a month ago, for something, in my opinion, far less serious than this. But he exercised his powers, and I welcome that. And he banned some people from participating.
Actually, there's quite a few listeners want to know, do you regret, Councillor Kevin Sheehan, now having gone to see a Michael Jackson in concert, given that there's pretty conclusive evidence now that Michael Jackson was engaged in paedophilic behaviour?
Of course, I'm not entertaining or promoting or in any way tolerating paedophilia, for heaven's sake. Well, I enjoyed Michael Jackson's concert and his music when it came to Ireland.
But will people not enjoy Behemoth's music?
I wish somebody would ask me the same question about Ennio Morricone, Neil Diamond, and James Last. They're just ones that come to mind quickly tonight while I'm speaking to you. Of course, that's a ridiculous question, but I respect the question. I answer it truthfully. I have no tolerance for paedophilia whatsoever. But
we were never suggesting that, but I'm just saying people were asking, like, if you're upset at the idea of Behemoth.
People get inspired and ask any kind of a question, and I'm trying to answer it truthfully.
Fair enough.
Try to stick to the truth if I can at all.
Fianna Fáil Councillor Kevin Sheehan, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM. John Cadell, thank you very much for being with us as well.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.